Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, so our producer Greg, wonderful guy, great guy.
The Greg Hargrave.
The Greg Hargrave, yes, exactly. Michigan football historian and also Final Four historian. And a happily married man coming up on year three-year anniversary will be in July. Okay. Well, congratulations. You've made it. You've almost made it 3 years. Yes. But go ahead.
Well, this was happened on Friday, and we have recently taken a part in foster care. So on
I didn't know if you wanted to make that public or not.
Just exactly. I mean, it's kind of part of the story. I didn't want to elaborate too much, but just...
Can I elaborate for you?
Sure.
Greg and his wife, Sarah, are two of the most outstanding human beings on the planet.
Selfless.
I mean, times a thousand have taken in a foster child over the last 2 months, a young boy, and so are raising him as their own. Mm-hmm. And it's been an adventure.
It has been. So... I was playing with him on Friday afternoon, just before I was going to get the fish fry dinner, and we have this like exercise yoga ball that he likes playing with sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I was playing with him, and then I took it and I was doing like this really quick crossover dribble, you know, kind of like I was the new Chris Paul in those commercials.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I hear, bing, and it's my wedding ring. Flying off and going somewhere in the living room / dining room area. And I'm looking on the floor for it. And I'm looking behind the couch, under the kitchen table. My worst fear is that it somehow went into the heating vent.
Sure. That would be a legitimate fear.
And so over the weekend, I actually kind of essentially snaked my heating vent with a vacuum cleaner, seeing if I can kind of suck it up and like find it. And nothing turned up. When I tried that. So it came to a point where I needed to vacuum the house. So I was thinking that, okay, if I don't find it vacuuming where I've got to go like some in-depth cleaning, I'm going to be probably looking, my eyes are going to be going like all over the house and going in places that I never thought of, that if I don't find it after I vacuum the house, it's probably lost. And I was considering, I do have a personal articles policy. It does specify for my wife's wedding ring.
Oh, yeah. Not yours, though.
I don't think it's transferable or covers any sort of personal article. It's specific for my wife's wedding ring.
You could find one of those guys who you always see on beaches. Hire them with one of those metal detectors.
Yes. Bring the metal detector and just kind of zip around. So I was strongly thinking that I was going to have to get another wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
And... thankfully, yesterday, while vacuuming the house, I find it in one of my big potted plants, in the top soil area where the leaves are, and I find it there. So,
oh my gosh.
Thankfully find it after surviving a weekend with a young child and two dogs.
That could have somehow grabbed it / moved it / swallowed it?
Exactly. I mean, you never know, but thankfully found it after 3 days.
Well, for my first question is, have you lost a lot of weight lately?
Yes.
Isn't it, so that's why your ring doesn't fit you perfect? Because my ring would never fly off my hand.
That was a factor. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your chubby fingers are no longer chubby?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, they just, even now, like, since I've gotten it, it does more easily go on and off.
Yes.
Yeah, mine fluctuates too, depending on how fat I am.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mine just... Might not have to pull to get off, but I mean, I can certainly get it off.
And I think, too, some of it is time of year. If your skin's drier, it can slide off. If it's summer, it can kind of stick there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so I guess, there's a couple ways to go here. In the sense of panic, as in, I just lost a, It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart, Uncle, whatever. I just lost a envelope full of money versus losing your wedding ring. What was your sense of panic? Like, were you super panicked or were you like, oh, this sucks. This is annoying, but it's not the end of the world.
I don't know if I was panicked. I was annoyed and just kind of upset about it. Really.
Yeah. Okay. Because some people, I remember the only time I ever misplaced my wedding ring, I literally left it at the gym because I would go work out and I would take my wedding ring off and I would put it around my watch band just so I wouldn't lose it, you know?
Right.
And then I think I just left it behind and I went back to the gym like 20 minutes later and it was there.
I never take mine off. I've
ever.
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 No.
For no like unless playing golf?
No.
Really?
No, yeah.
You don't get blisters or anything like that?
No.
Because some people are like that. I remember when I got married and I first put my wedding ring on, one of my parents' friends was like, haven't taken mine off in 56 years. And I was like, really?
I mean, I play with it sometimes. And once I lost, it flew off my finger and I couldn't find it for like an hour or something, but I found it. But
yeah.
Other than that, no.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's because I know if I took it off, I'd lose it.
Yeah, but I mean, look, it is technically replaceable.
Yes, I mean.
But, for people who are very spiritual / religious / whatever.
Not me.
They are blessed usually you get married, right. If you get married in a church and there's that whole thing. And then, I almost feel like if I were disappointed in myself for losing it, my wife would be even more disappointed in me for losing it because of the symbolic nature of it.
Right.
But it's, I don't know.
I think I panic more losing my phone.
I think most people would because of how much is on there.
Right.
Right? 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. There have to be unbelievable stories out there of having lost, especially women losing their...
I take my ring off all the time. I wear it if I leave the house. Well, not even that. I try to put it on in the morning.
When you go out at night to bars and stuff, you usually take it off. Right?
I always take it off for that. Heck no, I'm not wearing it when I go out.
Hello?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I don't like wearing rings. I'm not. Like, it just bothers me. So the second I get home, that's the first thing I take off.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like wearing rings. I just don't. So I don't like sleeping in them. I don't like showering with it on. I don't like going to the gym. So I pretty much wear it to work and then it's off the rest of the day.
Why do you even wear it to work then?
I don't know. It's just part of my morning routine. Okay. It's sitting right there. So I grab it along with other things.
She doesn't want some sleazy sales guy.
Because I'm not a jewelry guy either. I mean, it's the only thing I wear. When I was in high school, I wore like a gold chain.
Yeah.
Not a big one. This one a little, nothing like that. But I don't wear watches. I'm not a jewelry guy.
I don't know.
I wear mine almost all the time, but I'll go through phases for a couple of weeks where I won't because I get a little callous in front of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I need to kind of let things sort of just air out, reset, and then I'll wear it for a long time. But I lost my original. You know this.
Oh, yeah.
I forget now. Go ahead.
It was in 2008. We were at Torch Lake at the sandbar playing football. And I suddenly noticed a couple hours later that I'd lost it. Well, we went back in the pictures, and all of a sudden I didn't have my ring on. And it was right after we got done playing football.
Oh, no.
So I know it's in Torch Lake in the sandbar.
Really?
Yeah.
So it just came off.
Yeah, it just went flying off. When I dove for a catch, and I'm pretty sure that's when it happened.
Did you make the catch?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good job.
It wasn't.
Did you get both feet down?
You should have hired Julio Jones' dive team.
I was thinking that. It was Julio Jones who was like jet skiing, right? And he lost a diamond earring
in a lake in Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah.
And mine wasn't insured, so I just got a cheapie. The one I have on now is $10. Well, it's just like whatever. It's just symbolic of
married. Now Colin wears one of those. I don't know, silicone rings. Yeah, those rubber rings.
Right.
You can get those. That's all he wears. He doesn't
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the male wedding band is like, whatever.
Right.
It's just, I've seen more and more people wearing those. And I was like.
Well, because you can still wear them to the gym and you're not going to get the blister or the callus.
But let me ask you kind of a weird question. Mm-hmm. Did you get it for him or did he just buy it himself?
I bought it for him. I bought one for myself, too.
Okay, yeah, because I just feel like it'd be weird if one day Christy came home and I'm wearing a different wedding band. You're like,
no,
I just
got
bought
it
that for
him.
Myself. So at least there's still the.
That was your second wife bought you that one.
My girlfriend.
Yeah.
My girlfriend. Yes,
I'd like to know if there's anybody out there. I know there are people, but to call in and that have lost it, replaced it, and then found it.
Or lost it.
You know, years later.
What about lost it and didn't tell their spouse that they lost it and replaced it?
Ooh. Well, that's tough for the women's ring. I mean,
yes.
That's an expensive replace.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
A lot of people lost their wedding ring, Stoney. A lot.
I know. It's amazing.
A lot of them have to do with water.
Because the water is the one where you basically can't find it. Because I remember I lost something not as significant. I had a hat from the 2004 NBA Finals, and I loved that hat. And I was jet skiing, and it blew off, and it went right down in Lake Michigan, and could never find it.
Same value.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the water causes shrinkage.
Yeah, it's true. And it's harder to get it off.
Right. Yes.
How about this guy? I don't wear my wedding ring. To me, it's like a collar. It symbolizes that it belonged to somebody. Okay.
Okay.
Sweet.
That's beautiful. Yeah. My brother, I'll never forget. He's very odd. But he took his wedding ring off on his wedding day. Like, they got married, and then, like, by 4 o'clock this afternoon, I'm like, hey, where's your wedding ring? It's in my pocket. I'm like, beautiful.
Good. Yeah.
They're no longer married. Let's go to Steve and Frazier on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Steve. Morning.
Yeah, I got a good story about losing my wedding ring. The summer we got married, a group of friends and I, we were up at the beach on Lake Michigan. And, me and the fellas are down on the beach playing volleyball or frisbee or something. And I could feel it shimmy off my hands and fall right into the sand. So group of us were looking for it. We finally found it. All right, sweet. The panic is over. And the guy who found it, he's kind of spinning it on his finger, talking about how he found it, and then zip, flew off his finger again into the sand again.
No.
So then we had to go get the metal detector to go find it.
Right.
And which, of course, alerted the women to like, hey, what are you guys up to with the metal detector? And we're kind of like, nothing.
Well, what else would you be up to?
Where did you go get a metal detector, by the way? Was there like a metal detector stand?
No, there just happened to be one in the cabin we were staying at.
Oh, okay.
So we had seen it earlier, and it was like, okay, let's go get the metal detector.
Wow.
So yeah, it was, lost it twice in the span of 5 minutes.
Because the level of relief you feel when you find something of value that you're missing, like wallet, cell phone.
Right.
Or kid, or in this case, ring is beyond. You can't even put it into words. So to then lose it again a couple minutes later, Greg, the fact that you heard a ping when it first went flying off your hand, did that reassure you, or did that make you more? Because you knew it had happened at that particular instant.
Exactly, and I knew it could be in only so many places.
Because you heard it come from like your right-hand side or your left-hand side, so you knew it was on that side of you or something like
that. Right, and I knew it was in the living room. It wasn't up front. It wasn't upstairs. It wasn't left at the gym.
Right.
The ping would have made me think the vent, though.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Oh, I definitely thought, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Ken in Ann Arbor on 97.1 The Ticket. How you doing, Ken?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I lost my ring on my honeymoon.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah, wow. Like the next day.
How?
So, got married on Saturday, went on a cruise, week cruise, for our honeymoon, left Sunday. The first excursion was a group excursion. We went snorkeling, and there were a lot of honeymooners on that boat. So we're all on the boat getting ready, going snorkeling, all excited. Go snorkeling, get out of the boat, get back in the boat. My wife looks over to me. She goes, where's your ring? We're like, oh, my God. It fell out. It just slipped off in the ocean because I don't usually wear a ring. I think it was size too large.
Mm-hmm.
It was too late to go back down there, and she was just mortified. This is the first day we're married.
Did she?
Fortunately,
was this a blame you situation?
Maybe. I mean, she understood why it happened.
Yeah.
But couldn't you have gotten a size better?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always our fault.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why I was clarifying that. But, did it put a damper on the honeymoon, or are you guys still able to have a good time?
Oh, no. Well, yes, it was kind of a damper, but it was funny. It was a plain gold band, a very simple band, wasn't marked or anything.
Right.
We happened to be in Grand Cayman. We just went to the jewelry store and found a replacement.
And you've had it ever since?
Yeah, and I've been married 29 years.
That's okay, awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Too bad. Yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
But it was funny.
All
first
right.
day.
Thanks,
I
Ken.
I can't keep anything.
Yeah, well, I could see that putting a damper on at least part of, maybe not the whole honeymoon, but it could maybe ruin a night. Justin in Jackson on 97 won the ticket. What up, Justin?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I lose my wedding ring weekly to the point where I have bought a 12-pack of silicone rings and had to replenish them. I'm a deputy, so I don't wear rings when I'm at work. But, yeah, it's my rainy day fund is dwindling down from silicone bands.
So, wait, you're a deputy. Are you not allowed to wear rings, or you just don't because it just gets in the way, or what?
It kind of gets in the way, and then also the people that you're arresting, you don't want them to know that you have a family. Just
the concern
of them going after your family and things like that.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I never thought about that. Huh. But then, so why do you keep losing them if you only, like, can't you just, couldn't you, like, theoretically have a place at home where you just keep them?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Whether it's done or not is another thing. So.
Oh. So you're kind of like Stoney. You're like, just lose them.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, if you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't come up with a solution for not losing them. You just kind of lose them.
Yeah, whatever it is, it happens.
Yeah.
Thanks, Justin. Here's an interesting ticket text. Quick, the male wedding band is a Rolex. Really? I mean, how many people have Rolexes?
People in the 1% of the 1%, yeah. I guess. I was in New York a few weeks ago. They were selling Rolexes on the street for like $10.
Yeah, I know.
And Gucci bags, Heather. I bought you one.
Thanks.
Marvin in Rochester, you're on 97 won the ticket. Hello, Marvin.
Hello, hello.
Hello, so, hello.
I don't wear jewelry. I just want to say that to start my story. But okay. We got married. This was 11 years ago. Got married and flew out to the honeymoon the next morning. And when we left, I was at the airport, and I was like, oh, I think I left my ring at the house. And so after the honeymoon, we get back. At the time, we were in Michigan, but I lived in Columbus. Hate that place, but I lived there. And so I was back in Columbus. My wife comes in a couple days later, and as she comes in, I'm at work. She looked at the door, and there's a package sitting right outside the door, and it's from the tuxedo place. And then she's like, oh, what is this? So she opens it up, and there's a letter, and it says, we'd like to let you know that this item was in your tuxedo, and it was my wedding ring.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice work by the tuxedo place.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But do you still wear it today, or you don't wear it?
I don't. I couldn't even tell you where it is. My wife would have to tell you where it is. I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I never wear it.
Okay.
I never wear it.
All right. Thanks, Marvin. Appreciate it. How about this ticket text? I lost my ring in a lake in Waterford. 6 years later, someone found it swimming. I had replaced it. It was engraved. That's how they returned it to me.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
Because mine's engraved, but it's engraved with like our initials.
Yeah.
So there was no way they'd ever be able to track it down.
No.
Facebook.
What, if you put Facebook on saying, I lost my wedding ring?
No, the power of Facebook or social media is pretty incredible. Somebody would find it and be like, I found this ring with this engraving, and then everyone shares it, and then somebody in your family would see it and get
That's
in touch
true.
With you.
Because when he told the story, it said it was engraved, and I was like, did it have like, you know, Heather A. Park, 248.
Exactly. Address.
If found,
box,
please drop in mailbox. Yeah. Not the Heather Park in California.
No.
This Heather Park. My wedding ring flew off as I was removing the snow from my car. I found it next to the curb a month later when the snow melted. Luckily, it happened in front of my house.
I can see that happening. Absolutely.
I misplaced my ring for about a week and was panicking about telling my fiance because she actually spent a lot of time picking out my ring. It's a black band that's a tungsten carbide.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Don't you play with tungsten carbide clubs, Stoney?
Absolutely. Only the hybrid.
I ended up finding it in a pocket of my pair of my pants while I was doing laundry. Ended up telling her after the fact. Oh, yeah. No, if I lost my wedding ring, I would delay a long period of time before telling my wife that I lost it, for sure. 97 won the tickets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.